Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go.
Turn it over to the mayor.
What's going on, party people? GPS, G Power Sports, and the mayor's in the building with TC. Tonight, we're going to get a little serious and we're going to get a little funny. We want to talk about these athletes, past or present, who you think would be good for reality television. I know we already had the situation, the scenario with Chad Johnson or Ocho Cinco, whatever you're calling yourself today. And, Tito with his situation or whatever. We just like your thoughts on who you would think would make for good reality TV. What's going on, T? How you feeling?
I'm good. What's up with you?
You wouldn't believe where I'm at right now, but that's besides the point. We all rock out with this show and all that. But,
well, you know, we got to go back and think about Dennis Rodman.
Oh, yeah, Dennis Rodman. You know, who I was thinking about that would be
who?
Good? And oh. This might sound kind of corny to some people, Derek Jeter. Nobody knows what the hell Derek Jeter does. You know, outside what? The you know baseball field or whatever. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know,
okay.
when he first came on, it was a situation where you know Steinbrenner didn't like it, the fact that he was doing a little bit too much partying or whatever, but he still was earning his money. You know,
right,
did the commercial.
Right.
They did the commercial. Remember the he's a commercial with the Conga line. You know, that was a classic commercial where he was, you know, that's when back in the days where he was dealing with Mariah Carey and all that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that, you know, because he's kind of a mysterious dude.
Right.
You know, nobody knows what he does when he's not on the field.
Right.
So,
well, you know, that's like I look at a lot of, you know, because I had the pleasure to meet a lot of the Eagles guys, you know, with me working with them. And like Brian Dawkins, you know,
right.
A lot of them, Brian Westbrook. I mean, I could see a few of them doing like great things, you know, even those that have passed, you know, would have been good for it. But, you know, we're talking about, you know, who's alive.
Right, but it's a lot of good candidates.
Yeah, it's a lot of good. I mean, honestly, I look at, what's his name? Deshaun. Deshaun Jackson is a good one.
Deshaun Jackson.
Because he would be a clown. Yeah, he would just be a clown, though, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But he would be good for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna bring up another one because he's corny too. McNabb.
Oh, yeah, Donovan McNabb. I mean, you know, with, you know, as far as you know, Donovan McNabb is concerned, you know, he would have, you know, that reality show would have been hot about 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, as far as like, you know, we're gonna talk about, you know, athletes like, okay, like you said, you know, they have to be around. It's a number of people that you would really like to know what they do behind the scenes, you know.
Yes.
Outside of the ones who always, you know, always in your face, you know, always
yes.
letting you know
like
what they
Cruz,
do.
You know,
he
would be good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot of them, you know. So, Dons and Divas, the phone lines are open. You know, call in and give your feedback. 646-200-3838. Press 1 and get on the air to speak with me or the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, you know, it's a lot of good candidates. It's just that, are they willing to do it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if it depends on, the type of person that they are, you know, because a lot, like, again, like, you know, some people are, like, private. You know what I mean? But just to be
exactly.
have like a just a peek in behind the scenes of what they do when they're not on the field of play, and you know, not you know, with the cameras not on, just in their private lives. So, you know, like what is kind of orange juice they got in the refrigerator? You know what I mean? Or you know, can they find the remote? You know, what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, stuff like that. You know. And,
but it is something to think about though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, because like you said, you see these people on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you do when you're not playing?
Right.
You know, or just
right.
a normal day.
Right.
You know, besides working out or feeding the dogs, what do
mm-hmm.
you do?
Mm-hmm. What do you do? You know, I'm not a you know nosy person of being people's business like that. But yeah, I would like to know what Michael Buffer does when he's not in the ring. Talk about let's get ready to rumble. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know,
right. And
I,
you know
I
these
would,
people, they got money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just open up and show what you live like.
Yeah, you know, cause, I mean, I think that would be give people a little deeper, closer insight to who they are, what they're really about. And then you would kind of like look at them past the field of play or whatever the endeavor that they're choosing to do. You would look at it past and say, oh, okay, I know that he likes, you know, we eat the same type of chocolate chip cookies or whatever the case may be.
Right.
You know, it's just kind of like you feel like you have an insight to what they're doing. Because, I mean, you have Twitter, you have Facebook. They're giving you insight anyway. You know, they're letting you into their private situation anyway. So, you know, why not have a camera following them around? I'll be there
right.
invited.
Right.
Keeping it real.
We
you know?
We actually have a caller. Are you there?
Okay. I'll tell you what's going on. Oh, wait. Hello?
Caller, are you there?
What's going on?
Yes,
hey.
I'm here.
Welcome to GPS.
I want to know is, how do y'all feel about Mike Tyson having a reality show?
That would be good, too.
Yeah, they did something with him last year. in regards to him dealing with, you know, his the pigeons, you know, because he's interested in training pigeons and all of that. So we had a show on for, I don't know how long it was on for, but it just, like, gave you a little insight into, you know, what he did as far as, you know, dealing with the pigeons and stuff like that, pigeon racing and training them and stuff. But as far as him having a, you know, reality show where he let him know, you know, inside his life of what he does on a daily, I think that would be very interesting.
Yeah.
I think it would be very interesting. You know, he just got through doing the Broadway play. You know, Spike Lee directed it. Shout out to Spike Lee and Mike Tyson. You know, but I think something that once a week or whatever, that would be, I think it would be a hit from the door.
Right. And you know, when you think about it, the coaches were athletes at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them would make a good candidate for a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though I'm sure their schedule was pretty busy. But still, you know, hey, it is what it is. But, you know, real talk, that was a good one, Mike Tyson, you know.
Yeah, that was a real good one. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because, I mean, you know, basically, not to, you know, not to try to be funny or nothing, but, you know, he kind of lived his life out in front of everybody anyway. You know what
right.
I mean? So it would kind of like have to see how he's really doing now, you know, as he's, you know, settled and, you know, got his thing together and, you know, really trying to, you know, be, trying to fit into society instead of feeling like, you know, you're outside of the box, you're a part of society instead of feeling like you're above society. Because, you know, it was like that once upon a time. You know what I mean?
Hello?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey,
hello?
You there? You
hello?
Still there, real dog?
Yeah. I'm sorry. What I was doing right now, I was actually walking down the block to somebody's mm-hmm. house to see if they're there.
Okay.
I don't know if I heard of Nate Archibald.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard of him.
Okay.
Of him, yeah.
Well, I'm actually walking down to his house to see if he's
okay.
there. So just give me a couple of minutes, and I'll come back on the air. Let me just see if he's there.
Okay. That's fine.
All right.
But, well, but yeah, I was, what
about that reality show right now?
Exactly, if he's there. That's what's up right there.
Yeah, no doubt. But,
yeah,
like you were saying, you know, some of the coaches, maybe some of the guys that, you know, did their thing once upon a time and, you know, still like to be out there, God bless the dead. I would really like to see a reality show with Billy Martin, who used to manage the Yankees. That would be a real crazy
uh-huh.
reality show.
Cunningham. It's a few of them that's gone that would,
mm-hmm.
you know, make good, too. But, you
know,
I mean, you know, getting back, not that I really want to go into that again,
mm-hmm.
but Ocho Cinco, whatever, like you say, whatever he called it by,
right.
he would have made a good one.
Yeah, I mean, he was on reality show. He was on Hard Knocks, and he had the thing on VH1. So, I mean, you know, how much is overkill, though? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, like you said, you know, we was talking about Derek Jeter. He's very, very private. Nobody knows what he does. You know what I mean? Then you're on the flip side of that, you got a dude like Ocho Cinco. He, you know, he's on Twitter. He's all over the place. He wants you to know
exactly.
what he's doing. You know what
right,
I'm saying? So,
right. Some of them have where, you know, they have other people working their page and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're not really interacting with them.
With
per
them,
se.
Right.
You know, but, you know, it's some things they're telling you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just to see it on a show, on TV,
right.
would be totally different.
Right.
You know, I was actually speaking with someone today about, you know, seeing football or any sports on TV versus being there in person.
Right.
Being there in person is totally different.
Different. Way different.
Actually,
I would rather be at home watching the game. I'd rather, you know, going to the game is nice, but
uh-huh.
I'd rather, you know, it was up to me. This is my personal opinion. I'd rather be at home watching the TV, you know, watching the game on TV. Because, first of all,
it's
no line for the bathroom. You don't have to pay $12 for a hot dog and all that,
true.
You know, other stuff that goes with it. But
And, you know, it's like, when I started working for him, oh, my God, it was just like, is this for real? I mean, seriously. And then after I stopped working, I had the pleasure of going to the game.
Right.
And when I did, it was just, It was phenomenal. You know, to not be working, couldn't do anything but sit at the desk, you know.
Right.
But it's, you know, if somebody has never been,
mm-hmm.
They would definitely, you know, they would enjoy it, mm-hmm. you know, even if they did decide not to go again.
Right. Now, I mean, you know, I like, you know, I go to Yankee Stadium all the time, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I love the atmosphere and the vibe, and it's just like, you know, I like to get there early. I like to watch batting practice. I like to, you know, watch them run around or whatever. Then it starts to get crowded, and you have people who are standing up all the time. They want to go to the bathroom. They want to get something to eat. And
right.
That's the aggravating part. You know
it, and it is. You know, and
you know?
Especially if you way back there up in the top of the stadium.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, you got so far to go just to
go to the
bathroom.
Made that move,
you know, like if you want a beer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a good topic for today, though. Of who would be,
and
a good candidate. Hello. Well, I think.
What about the cheerleaders? See how they live behind the scenes. No cat
that's
face
true.
And all that. And they
the mascots.
The mascots.
Especially the wild mascots. They be wilding out. it's a lot to think about, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you really do
mm-hmm.
on a daily basis?
Right.
We actually have another caller.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
What's going on?
I'm doing good. That's good. I'm listening to the show. I think that Mr. Ocho Cinco, he's a rap. Like, we need not even talk about him.
Bring him up.
In reality show whatsoever. You know, I mean, to me personally, it's like the less attention we give him, the better off we are, you know.
Yeah.
At this point, it's like.
Good point.
He don't need no reality show. What he needs is a doctor, you know. And
yeah, reality check.
Right. You can help him with that. You know what I'm saying? And when you get somebody on TV like that, I mean, not for nothing, you're only going to see what they want you to see. You're not going to be able to see the real person, you know?
That's true.
I was actually sitting here trying to think of, you know, a positive person that's living life positive, you know, and
mm-hmm.
that can lead by example with doing a reality show. And I'm still trying to figure out somebody.
That's a shame.
Well, you know
that's a statement on the world that we're living in right now. You're trying to sit and think, and you're busting your brain trying to figure out who would be a positive role model. That's a statement right there.
And I've been doing this like 15 minutes so far, and it's like I think once the athletes become famous, you never hear about what they're doing for their community. And if you hear something, you only hear, like, bits and pieces. Like, you don't hear them in the media as much as they should be to me. So when I sit and I try and think of reality show, I mean, automatically I think to myself, okay, reality show, who will be a good role model that won't have the cameras coming into their house, you know, just promoting, you know, the fancy cars and stuff like that. I mean, who's the model that's going to help these kids mentally to me? So I'm still trying to figure it out. So I figured I would press one and see if you guys can help me with that.
Well, honestly, like I said, I had the pleasure of interacting, like, with Brian Dawkins is a very, very religious person. But he's not one of those that flaunt what he is or how he is. He would be a great candidate because of just the interaction that he gives the public. Because he doesn't, you know, you got a few of them that think they look like, you know, you can tell that they feel like they're better than that other person.
Right.
But him and, like, Brian Westbrook, they just down to earth. They like me and you every day. You know, like, they see you and they be like, hey, you know,
what about,
it's no big
but what,
thing.
But,
like,
what are they, So, like, what are they doing for the community, though? Like, you can be a down-to-earth person, and you can be approachable. You know, if I see you on the street, I can approach you. You'll sign my autograph and stuff like that. But what are they doing for the community? Like, what can you guys say that they're doing to help their background or what they've been through or the street that they came from? It's like, what can you say? Like, who do you know supports? Like, who makes
I can speak for like Deion Sanders. He does a lot. He's opening schools down there in Texas, and he's doing a lot of stuff for his, you know, his community. And, you know, a reason why I bring him up because he did have a reality show for a minute, him and his wife, and you know, he put his life out there. Like, he was on Twitter, like, yo, you know, my wife and somebody else is beating me up. You know, he put his whole life on blast. You know what
right.
I mean?
That's what's
happened. They you know, he was like, yo, my wife and somebody, they was beating him up or something. He took pictures of it at the hotel room with the kids filling out the police reports. And that's as real could get. I was like, whoa.
That would be good. But when
you know
he
what
did,
I mean?
That would be
and,
something good.
And
because
it's like, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And I was just saying because it's like both ends of the spectrum. You know, one minute he's talking about, the religious aspect of how he helps out his community and how he's, you know, opening schools and charter schools and things of that nature and mentoring young men and things of that nature. And the next thing, and, you know, his wife is beating him up.
Wow.
You know,
that's
wild. Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So basically, you know, you got, I guess as us as being fans and consumers and things of that nature, we have to be careful what we wish for.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you want to know about, you know, a particular person and how they're living, you know, and once they put it out there, it's like, whoa, I didn't know it was like this. It changes your whole perspective of how the person, you know, how you perceive the person to be down. You know
That's
what I mean?
True.
Like, oh, this person's a lot more like me than I thought. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, in everyday living. But, you know, and I can't speak on, you know, a one person per se,
mm-hmm.
but I know, you know, teens that do interact, like, with, like, Children's Hospital and, you know, during
right.
Christmas time.
Right.
You know, like, I know that the Eagles built the playground, like, in the worst part of Philadelphia, you know, North Philly. They
okay.
did build a playground, you know, for the kids. But per se, one person? No, it was
mm-hmm.
It was multiples of them. You know, actually the whole
right.
thing.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
just went in together.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
you know,
the mayor. Yeah. You had mentioned Deion Sanders, right?
Right.
Now, I want to read to you what he tweeted, and
okay.
I just want to commend you on your answer. You know, only because it's easy to pick, you know, to say someone and not really know much about them, but you knew some of his history. And,
mm-hmm.
like, his tweet that he has on Twitter says, you got to believe. If you don't
right.
believe in yourself, no one else will.
Right.
Now, to me, that is such, like, a powerful statement because
mm-hmm.
everybody, no matter how old you are, can relate to that. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
You can definitely relate to that. So I just want to say that was a good answer. That's
mm-hmm.
a good answer
mm-hmm.
because, you know, me, I'm not a sports fan. You know,
right.
I can sit and watch it, but I can't tell you anything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say something on the computer, I can look it up in a minute. You know,
right. No doubt.
And that's,
you know,
a good thing too, though.
But when you, well, yeah, when you say Deion Sanders, I'm like, I remember that name from somewhere. You know, of course.
Right.
You know,
right.
right.
No doubt.
So first thing you do is you go right to the computer. Because me, if I don't know, if I'm not knowledgeable of it, you know, I don't have a problem looking it up. You know,
right.
And with the GPS Tuesdays, you know, I'm a big fan. You know,
no doubt.
Of it, and you know,
appreciate
I commend
you.
You know,
and we thank
that,
you.
That's a, you know, that's a female, and then she got you the man that just has all these pieces, you know.
Oh, it goes down.
And I'm listening like, wow, okay, you know, and it
and it's going to get deeper.
Right. But
it's
going to
get deeper.
For a female that's not really into sports,
mm-hmm.
you guys make me want to get into sports just to be able
that's
to relate to
right.
and have a conversation with you. You know, so I want to commend you guys on that. You're doing an excellent job.
And we thank you for calling. Definitely
oh, you
thank
welcome.
You. And I appreciate you supporting us every week, too.
No problem. I'm here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
right. I don't want to, you know, steer too far off of the subject, but I was looking at something today, and I saw LeBron getting ready to drop these $300 sneakers. And I'm like, wow, yeah, $300 sneakers. And they got some kind of thing. They got some kind of thing that's built inside of it that tells you how high you jump. Whatever happened to a tape measure?
Exactly. Yeah. $300.
Yeah. I need a pair of sneakers to tell me how high I'm jumping. This is crazy. $300 for a pair of sneakers.
Now, you know, like you say, not getting off the subject,
mm-hmm.
but this would be something that the youth would end up killing each other for if they see the next kid with some on.
Yeah. And
you know.
And again, like, you know, I saw him on TV, you know, he was, you know, doing something for, you know, the youth from, I think he's from Ohio or something. And, but what about the kid that lives in, like, Florida somewhere, and was saving all his pennies to, you know, get these $300 sneakers, and when he gets them, you know, they have, like, maybe a week or whatever, he gets murdered for them. You know, is LeBron going to his funeral? Is he going to pay for his funeral? Is he going to, you know what I mean?
And how much are you going to give back to the community
right,
of that $300?
How connected, right, that's right. That's right. That's right. How connected are you? You got all these people that look up to you and is willing to stand out at night, you know, with all this money in their pockets, ready to just give it to you. After, you know what I mean? All you got to do is say, oh, I'm dropping these sneakers at midnight, and all the footlockers all over the place are just hounded. You know what I mean? So, that, I mean, it gets no realer than that. Keeping it on the reality vibe. So I just think that a lot of these athletes, after the fans that went home and, you know, they turned off the scoreboard and stuff like that, what are you really thinking about? What are you doing? Are you pondering the next way to, you know, to separate people from their money, or are you pondering the next way how you're going to really help that next kid who's trying to be like you? You know what I mean?
Hello?
Always, yeah.
Hello. Welcome back, Real Talk.
Oh, thanks. You know what? Y'all won't believe it. Now, my cousin lives down the block from me.
Uh-huh.
All this time, I was knocking on the wrong door. I found out he lived. You know what's good about it? I don't mean to cut y'all topic off, but I'm definitely going to get him on y'all show because I know y'all doing big things. And my cousin I just mentioned, he will definitely come on. He wasn't there right now.
That's
but
good.
That is where he live at. Now, I'm going to try my
wow.
best. I'm going to get in touch with the people from GQ College and try to get him on y'all show by next week.
That sounds good.
We was about to have a reality show go down for real.
So, Real Talk, do you know of any athlete that you would say would be a good candidate for a reality show?
Well, me personally, a good candidate, I don't know if they had him, but everybody loves Michael Jordan.
Well, yeah. Good one.
I think he would have a good reality show. You know, even Magic Johnson, considering the fact of everything he's been through.
Right.
You know, I figure like the new athletes, the reality show might be good, but it won't be as good as the older, you know, the athletes that know exactly what was going on. You know, that they're already highly called legends.
Right.
You understand? Because they got more experience, they can feel you win more. You understand? Some of them probably still got their basketball hoops and everything in the back of their houses.
True.
And everything like that.
For the kids.
Yeah. And I was just listening. Y'all said something about somebody got some bucket in their sneakers where they can tell you how high they jump.
$300 sneakers, the mayor was saying, by LeBron.
$300.
$300 for a pair of sneakers.
LeBron not Jordan?
Yeah, but you know what? You can't tell that kid that, though, that kid that is saving his money. If he can't wait to get the $300 sneakers to be the first one to post up on the block with them. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
How do you differentiate between that? You know what I'm saying? Because now he's going to be looking at the kid with the Jordan on, with the Jordans on sideways. You know, like,
right.
Jordan, what you talking about? I got the LeBrons. I got the $300 pieces on. You know what I'm saying? So how do you differentiate from that? And who?
But you know what that's like? I don't mean to cut you off, but you know what? Remember when they had the pumps?
Yeah.
That's what that sounds like, something just like that, because those are both that made you jump higher, too.
Yeah, but remember when D. Brown won the slam dunk contest with the pumps on, remember?
Oh, okay.
The little D Brown one, that was like an advertising bonanza right there for Reebok, man. He was pumping the sneakers up, and then he won the slam dunk. Remember that with the blindfold on?
Yeah, funny thing, but you know what was wild about it, because a lot of them was actually, when you pump them too hard, they bust.
Yeah.
But you know, that's a bit far fetched, you know. That expensive, you know, you already paid. And if you was giving back to, like, for leukemia, you know, if you give me $300, I'm going to give $150 or $200 to, you know, kids or people with leukemia, cancer,
that's somebody's
anything.
Car note.
It is.
Yeah.
You know.
Somebody's car note right there.
Absolutely right.
And I mean, you know, but like I said, it's just, with that, I don't know. I just think that's going to be another problem for the youth, because, like I said, you know, they were before, like, you know, like beating up people, doggone near killing them for other, you know, Michael Jordan shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you know?
Yeah, because I mean, back in them days, it was, you know, $100 for a pair of sneakers was unheard of, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
$100
for a pair of sneakers? Come on now. But, you know, he's getting it, you know. And you know what? It goes deeper than, you know, just basically the name on it. And if the athletes kind of, like, took a stand against Nike and, you know, all those other shoe companies or whatever, and said, hey, look, you know, this is getting out of hand. But then you had, remember when Stephon Marbury had his shoes? And they were only like $15, and I ain't never seen nobody rocking them.
But you know what? I think those are sneakers you're talking about. That, you know, a couple of people had them. They was like
$15. The strawberries.
Yeah.
The strawberries. Yeah. I mean, I've seen a couple of people with them. You know what I mean?
They wasn't
rocking them like, look at my strawberries. I just cop. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it wasn't like that. But I commend Steph on what he was trying to do. You know what I mean? Because he was actually trying to make an effort to say, well, look, you know, I know some, you know, moms and pops and kids out there, they scuffling and they scrambling. They try to get, you know, they want to look nice. They want to have a nice thing. But here's something nice for you that doesn't cost $100. You know what I mean? But
right.
Then the reaction to it was like, it was kind of lukewarm. Wasn't nobody really responded to it? And I don't know why. You know, I copped a couple of the hoodies or whatever. I really didn't, you know, the sneakers, I really wasn't really rocking. Not because they was $15. I just didn't like how they looked. But I was, I rocked a couple of the hoodies or whatever. But that could take nothing away from my dude and what he was doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's just like, you know, he had the idea. You know what I mean? Like, look, you know, I feel like, you know, this is getting out of hand. And he was trying to set the example. So I can't be mad at him and I can't knock him for what he was trying to do. But, you know, you go around, you go, 15, 20 years later, now, you know, $300 for a pair of sneakers, when is it going to stop?
Right. The mayor, I'm going to ask you something, because I'm sure you probably can give me more feedback and the callers and listeners. Where is Allen Iverson and Kobe?
Where is Allen Iverson? I have no idea where Allen Iverson is. I know Kobe was in. Kobe was playing some ball in China, I guess, was it last week? And he had like 68 points in the first quarter or second quarter or something like
that.
Whoa! He was doing a little exhibition thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And how they played the game, it was 2 15-minute halves or something like that. And Kobe ended up with 68 points in 15 minutes. You know, I don't know how that happened, but, you know, he lit it up. So, I mean, that's the last I heard of him. But AI, I'm not really sure what the brother's doing. I just
AI
hope, you know, whatever
MIA.
He's doing, he's all right.
So,
AI
is MIA. Kobe's not playing in the NBA, because, you know, Kobe, what, he's not in the NBA no more?
Or
something? What's going on with Kobe?
No. He was just doing the exhibition thing. He's still, you know, he's definitely. Dwight Howard now, so you know he ain't going nowhere. You know, he's not going nowhere. I can't wait for this season. But, yeah, as far as, you know, you know, AI, and he had his stickers, you know what I mean? The answer or something like that. You know, so all, you know, personally, like the athletes who do their numbers, they put their, you know, they put their little athletic gear out there or whatever, but I guess it's like the consumers are the ones that make it big. So what would you rather have right now? Would you rather have a pair of the LeBron joints, or would you rather have some Mellows or whatever? It's just, I guess it's a status symbol, man. They try to make it as a status symbol. So I guess, you know, I guess everybody's trying to, you know, outdo each other with the prices, because they're getting really, really, really bananas with this. But who's going to stop it? Who's going to be that top athlete that everybody follows, that everybody got respect for, that's going to say, you know what, I'm going to come out with a nice quality shoe and a nice reasonable price? You know what I mean? Because you can wear $300 pair of sneakers, but you can't get into no club with no $300 pair of sneakers on.
Thank you.
And
that's the crazy thing too, because you got some grown men,
right,
that have these $300 sneakers and don't even have a dress pair of shoes.
That's kind of different right there. That lets you know, as you know, people or whatever, where your priorities are. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I mean, you walking around with a pair of $300 sneakers. That don't even sound right. Why are you walking in a pair of $300 shoes?
Yeah.
You should be pushing your car or whatever, doing what you do.
Like I say, you know, it's kind of taking it off the topic. But are you paying your child support?
Right. Your phone bill paid. How many pounds you notice you got on your show?
But I mean, it's crazy.
Right.
But I mean, the topic is really a wonder. You know, wonder what they do. You know, and you got thousands of athletes. You know.
In all sports, what do you really do?
Do you just go home and be lazy for the day, or do you fix up your home? What do you do?
Yeah, right. What are your outside hobbies? What do you like? What are you interested in? You know what I'm saying? Does society make it so where athletes, the only safe haven they can have is their house, where they could be, you know, protected and sheltered from everybody? But I don't, I don't know if that's the case either, because look at Sean Taylor. Sean Taylor got, you know, God bless his dad, but man, he just played for the Redskins. He got murdered in his house.
Right.
Tried to break in, and, you know, and unfortunately, you know, he got murdered in his old crib, so he can't even be safe at home. So
that's true.
You know, I don't know, you know, where do we go as far as, you know, trying to, you know, not cross the line, but like, you know, separate. You know, there's sports, there's entertainment, and then there's real life. All three of those are very, very different. You know, you have your sports life, you know what I mean? You have your entertainment life, where you're out there, you're entertaining, you're doing your thing as so-and-so, whoever you are, and then you have your real life, where you go home, and once you cross the threshold of your life, of your house, excuse me, you're not no longer that big superstar person, you're just regular Joe or John or Mark or Chris or whoever. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Sometimes it's, you know, the myth really, really is bigger than, you know, the real person. You know, and that's why I want to say what athlete, you know, would make a good reality show. But as
you know,
as we're talking, it's looking like
I know how you slice it.
Go ahead.
I think I was going to say, my thought, the Williams sister.
Oh, yeah. That's another good one, too. Hold up. Yeah. Bong, no doubt.
We actually have a caller. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
I actually think Shaquille O'Neal should be in a reality show.
Okay. She's like Shaq. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Shaq? Will he be able to fit through the door?
he'll be sitting in his Buick. Yeah, he'll be sitting in his Buick.
I think he was a positive for the kids.
Oh yeah, okay. All right.
That's a good point. Is that one of your favorites, Shaq? Or did you just come out with, you know, him being a good candidate? You're breaking up, sweetie.
I said he's my favorite.
Okay,
did you buy sneakers?
I wish if I had money.
Okay. Come on. Buy sneakers.
Good point.
No doubt. But that was one point, though. Shaq could definitely be a good candidate for that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
His sneakers not that expensive, are they, Shaq?
Okay.
I mean, it depends on, you know, your age and if you were working and all of that. Yeah, they expensive.
You know what? But I think Shorty, what's your name, sweetheart?
Hello?
Hello?
I didn't get her name.
Okay. Yeah, I think she made a very valid point, though. Because, you know,
wait a minute. I think we have another caller. Caller,
okay.
Are you there?
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, while we're waiting for that to get together, I think the Shorty made a very valid point because, you know, she looked past the price. You know, Shaq's an athlete, and she wanted to wear, you know, she'd get them shoes, and she would wear them because that's her favorite athlete. I'm not mad at that.
Right. So, I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
She sounds like a young one, but that's her favorite.
That's right.
Her name was Reese. Reese.
Shout out to Reese, no doubt.
Yeah, so, yes, Shaq would be a good one. And real talk, that was a good point you made.
I didn't see that coming. Shout out to Reese.
Is he still a sheriff in some towns?
Huh?
Because he used to be a sheriff, right?
He used to be a what?
A sheriff.
Oh, sheriff?
A deputy or something, yeah.
I think he was into law enforcement. The mayor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sheriff.
Okay.
Yeah, sheriff, yeah. But, you know, yeah, he's doing the law enforcement thing and all that. So, yeah, he's definitely a role model, definitely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But as we were talking about that, you know, whatever person that has some as we're talking about the sneakers now, I like the Barkley. He had the Hirachis and all that. I just caught me a pair of those like 2 weeks ago. I'm old school all day. So I caught me some Hirachis, you know what I mean? And I was getting love for them.
Okay.
Like, yo, where you get them from?
I'm
like, oh, you don't remember the Barkleys? You know?
Have another caller. Caller,
okay.
Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good, yourself. Thank you.
Okay.
I think that Tiger Woods would be good for Tio. You know,
he'd
be a good role model. Would you like to know why?
Why?
Sure. I say because he can surely help people out on about cheating.
He might get
this is Sheila.
Okay.
Hey, Sheila, what's going on?
Oh, all right, yeah. He could give a good input on how you need to act when you're out there like that, you know.
And he could say some tips too. Stop playing.
He give a few golf pointers, but he can tell you how to get the women.
Listen, he can also get them to pay a lot of money out too.
Yeah,
he can tell them about that alimony thing. But one of my favorites of all time is Emmitt Smith.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So why would you think Emmitt Smith would make a good candidate for a reality show?
I don't know. Emmitt Smith is a smooth kind of guy, you know.
He
was great, you know, with Dancing with the Stars, you know. Smooth kind of talking person, you know.
Okay.
And then
it never make you interested in like how he lives behind the scenes. You would like to see how he lives behind the scenes and what he actually does. I'm not mad at that. That's a good one.
Exactly. That's a good point too. But yeah, that's real good. Both of them, Sheila.
I think she had another idea about the Tiger one though, because he was sounding all, you know, sexy and all that.
I said, Tiger, he really put down a good show.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just let everybody know, don't be cheating. And get your break your pocket.
Among other things, you know.
That's right. That's
and
right.
A lot of other things. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Don't be a player when you get out there.
Right.
Right.
And if you don't get caught.
Right.
Get caught.
Take the golf clubs,
you get
the golf clubs out the car.
Yeah.
Don't let your wife have access to the golf clubs, man. For real.
Look, he was about to get the golf clubs.
Yeah, you know.
Look, he was getting ready to be a wide receiver.
Chill. All right.
Actually, I think we have another caller. Caller, you hold, just stay on the line, Sheila. You're welcome to stay on. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
What's going on? You already know.
What's up?
You know, we need to have a reality show on some real serious shit, though, that nigga Lawrence Taylor. That dumb motherfucker.
We got kids listening to the show, my dude.
Move that out, family.
All right, no doubt.
My fault. I'm sorry, I didn't know. Because that'd be a good positive, because all these kids be watching all these reality shows, and that can
right.
teach them, don't be just like this fool, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
don't just draw
That's
you in sports, and the next minute you want to be in the hood, next minute you get caught up in hood stuff, and then you're using drugs and blow your whole career, and you know what I mean? Like,
real,
you know what I mean? That's some real positive joint, and nobody really looking at that, you know what I mean?
Right.
I agree, you know.
I got kids,
man. I
be serious, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
as far as LT is concerned, it would be a good example to show, you know, you say you have kids, so that would be a good thing to show your kids, like, look, he's at the top of the field. They, you know, offensive coordinators change their whole game plan for this one guy. Okay,
mm-hmm.
but then off the field, or even sometimes on the field, you know, he was, you know, doing his little wild out thing. So it would be a good example for the kids to see this is what you don't do. And like on the same token, like Thomas Hollywood Henderson, okay, from the Dallas Cowboys, you know, he was you know, had his little situation was going on eating hot dogs on the sideline, and being high or whatever during the game. So this would be exactly for the kids to be like, look, this is not what you do. They excelled in their position on the field as a job.
Yeah.
It's their job, but it's also real life. So there's two sides to the coin.
Yeah.
So I think your example is very good as far as, you know, Lawrence Taylor, as far as being a cursory and a cautionary tale of what not to do. That's a good one, my dude. Salute.
Yeah. And I definitely appreciate you being on here. You know,
yeah, no doubt, man.
Now I got spread love.
Okay, the ugly boy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're bad. But yeah, so just make sure you tune in next week as well.
Oh yeah,
you already.
Yeah, we got something live going on for next week, man. It's going to be real crazy up in here. So you got to study all your little football situation and get your team together and all that, because it's about to go down. I'm just giving you a heads
man.
Up. About to go down next week.
We don't even worry. I got so much ammunition in the box. They don't want to go to war. But
and that's what's
God bless you. God bless me.
Yeah.
God bless
yeah.
the children. And I'll holler at y'all later. You heard?
Salute, family. Thanks for calling, my dude. Salute.
I love all y'all.
Oh,
easy.
All right, thanks.
100.
Yeah.
So now we know that we gotta have the mute button. The person on the mute button gotta be, you know, on point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My man, he did his thing, but it's all good though. It's all good.
Yeah.
He was feeling this conversation. He really wanted to get into it, no doubt. And I salute
that's
that.
True.
You know what I mean? But you know, in respect to the cats, like you know, other people that's listening and all that, we have to shorty reach call in, so we know we're listening. We don't want to, you know, damage our ears or whatever. But it is what it is. It's reality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the topic
yeah.
we're building
and,
on tonight.
And,
so
I mean,
it is what it is.
That's what we're talking about, reality.
No doubt.
You know, and you right. know, it was all good, but it's like I say, the reality of life itself.
Right. That's right.
You know,
I mean, we all live in
that. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing behind the scenes?
Right.
You know, that's the question. You know, that will remain. A forever question, really.
That's right. I mean,
half of them will never know what they're doing.
Right, Right, because they are what they're feeding us. You know what I'm saying? We see them, and you know we read about them, and we see them on TV, and you know we wonder if we marvel at their exploits on the field and things of that nature. But when they're off the field, what are they doing? What are their lives really like? You know what I mean? And I think that it's not a unfair question to ask, because we shine a light, a real bright light on a lot of people who don't deserve the reality shows. If I could be real frank with it, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's true.
Right. You know, they're not
really
adding
up to
society.
Some of them would get the reality show just for a dollar.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, I want to see reality because this is what you want us to know about you.
Mm.
The same person that we see on TV, let it be known that, hey, I'm the same person when I go home.
Right, right, right. You know what I mean? And so I think that, you know, if you have your particular person that who you admire and who you follow or whatever, you keep their stats or whatever, I think that will give you an extra incentive to do that. If you be like, oh, yeah, he likes the same type of show I watch, or, you know, I got that TV, too, in my house, or, you know, I got that poster on my wall, or I listen to the same music they listen to or whatever. So I think it would, you know, create a closer bond, you know, outside of the sports arena. Because, all, you know, like the sister said, she liked Emmitt Smith. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that if she had a little more insight into what he was about, she would even like
right.
him more. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what it's about. You know, not being nosy or trying to find out, you know, how much you got to pay for your water bill or nothing like that. It's just, you know, trying to find out, are we alike? Are we similar? What things do we have in common? That's it.
Right. Do we really live totally different lives? You know, because you have money?
Right.
You know, but that's another thing. A lot of people with money, they're not as happy as we are.
Go ahead, see.
Because you got so many people that has money,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, you got everything, you don't know what to do.
Mm.
It calls you to be evil. It calls you to be selfish, you know? So that would be the thing to know with this money, what do you do? And like Kim was saying earlier, do you give back to your community? Or do you just hold on to it?
That's right.
You know?
And I was, go ahead, T, finish your thought.
No, I'm good. You could go ahead.
Go ahead, Paula.
I was going to say that Dow Strawberry has a lot to offer.
Woo! That's
young people also.
Woo!
Yeah. He can let people know from the things that he done been through.
Yep.
That's
true. Jack White Gooden and
he
all
been
that.
Through
that's
a
right.
lot.
That's right. That's right. That's a real cautionary tale. That's right.
Is this Sheila?
Yes,
okay.
It's me.
Yeah, you
can
see
we have so many negative things that have happened, and a lot of our black superstars' life, you know, that even though they got fame, you know, they have a lot of personal issues. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's
right.
true.
And a lot of them
so
been strung out on drugs, and you know,
and
had a lot of different problems.
Scenes.
Right. Just like normal people. Just like normal everyday
that's
people.
True.
Just like normal everyday people. That's right.
That's what's the difference.
Yeah.
They have money.
Yeah. I mean, because that money is the root of all evil.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's the love of money. That's the root of
all evil.
That's what it is. Because, look, we need money in order to survive.
Right.
Right?
That's true.
If we didn't have money, we couldn't make it. So it's the love of money.
And you're right, Sheila, and it goes down. It's being, you know, proven every day. Like, look at these, you know, basketball players, for example. If I'm going to give you $10 million, you're not going to play for me if you're going to give them $15 million.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You might be born and raised. You're born and raised in this particular city, and I say, well, here's $10 million. You're 3,000 miles away. Your team is 3,000 miles away, and you're going to say, here's $15 million. Or he's going to say, well,
right.
it's nice knowing you and all that. I'm going where the money is.
Yeah, that's
right.
true, and that's the
right.
way it is. That's life. And another
yeah,
thing
right.
that you'll notice, if you really notice, I don't know, is it, you know, is this legit or not? But it seems like when it comes to fame, it looks like they don't marry outside of the fame. You know what I mean? To a certain extent,
right?
I
be trying to understand this, and this is with you know just like all people you know that have some fame, right? Right. What's the problem with the normal people that don't have anything? You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's
good people in all kinds, except for they just got money, you know?
Right,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You always notice that? Did you notice that, though? You know?
But, you, I mean, that's a good point right there, too, you know?
Yeah.
But like you said, you know, just it's amazing to wonder, you know, on the real tip, like, what do you do?
Right.
What are you
exactly.
doing behind the scenes?
And the thing that always bugged me out about, you know, about the, you know, situation when Sheila was talking about with money or whatever, like, you got regular people that, you know, can't get nothing. You know what I mean?
True.
They save all their money and they try to buy stuff. But once you get money, people try to give you stuff for free.
Hold that thought, Chris, with the mayor.
Yes.
We have a caller on the phone. Caller, you there?
Yes.
Caller, are you there?
Caller.
Oh, hello.
Yeah,
well,
call
we got Dee Dee and Rachel.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's me. This is Dee Dee. I'm listening.
Okay.
What's going on?
And, I don't know. I was just, like, really listening in, and I like what somebody said, money is the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is so true. And it's crazy as it sounds. Money does make the world go round because without money, we don't eat. We can't survive. We can't have a roof over our head and feed ourselves
right.
or our kids.
Right. Right.
You
that's
know,
true.
But what happens is that we get greedy. You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's always much because, like you say, why is it that people that's famous or became, you know, famous with all these riches, they want to marry inside the rich? Well, I think
hold
my
it.
Opinion is they might,
hold
they trying to build the empire.
Hold that thought, Dee Dee. We have Picasso on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes. Yes.
Hello.
Hello. T.
Hello.
There. What's popping? How are y'all?
Welcome.
Picasso, what's happening?
What's popping? You know I'm not going to miss tonight. How Miss Dee Dee? How
also,
you doing?
Wait a minute.
Hi,
we also
how
have
doing?
Rachel. Rachel is also.
Rachel,
are you
Rachel,
there?
You know.
Rachel? Rachel, are you there? Hello.
But you know what? That's all right though, because you know what? Every time
you
when
just
I hear
tune
this, Rachel,
in when you come in.
Yeah,
right.
Listen,
that's right.
Whenever you come in, listen, we
still
here.
Conversation is hot right now.
But honestly speaking, yes.
What is your feedback on this?
Can I be honest with you? Like real talk. I mean,
yeah,
if you
talk.
Look at it, money. Yeah, they say money has a lot of different definitions, a lot of different meanings to it on what you can do with it. Let's be real. What would you do for the love of money? You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
What would you do for the love of money? If
okay,
fame
but,
and fortune...
But we...
Go ahead.
Not cutting you off. What we were talking about, who would be a good athlete past or present?
Right.
But you know,
I would like, see, I would say Daryl Strawberry. You want to know why I say Daryl Strawberry? Okay. Hold on. I'm going to say why.
Okay.
I didn't mean to cut nobody off, but I know it was a female talking, and I wanted to really hear what
yes.
she had to say. I
yes.
didn't even see
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I really wanted to hear
Dee
what she had to say, and she got bumped, so I want to hear what she had to say.
Yes,
okay.
definitely.
Yeah, Dee Dee.
Yeah.
And Rachel was wanting to talk, too, so Dee Dee, you go ahead, and then Rachel.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I think what I was basically saying, I kind of... And just saying, stating the point that my opinion why people marry, you know, whether they're athletic or not. Okay, we could say
uh-huh.
Halle Berry, she married a ball player. You know what I mean? We could say Lee was one of the Braxtons. You know what I mean? It's like that. They're already famous and they want to marry, should I love the basketball wise, you know what I mean? Love of hip hop. And things like that. I believe, in my opinion, in my mind, that they're trying to build an empire. You know what I mean? I already have something. Okay, so he got something, obviously, because it's the obvious of what he's doing. So, you know what I mean? It's not me carrying him or I'm going to carry her.
Right,
right.
Right.
So that's just basically what I was stating.
Okay.
Is it about
Ms.
caring
Rachel.
Or is it about love?
It's money. You know what I mean? I think
exactly.
to them,
you know, it's about who has the most high-priced lawyer. Who has the higher-priced lawyer?
I believe it's publicity. You know what I mean? you know, love comes after a while for me, what I see, unless, you know what I mean, it has to be something really, really there. And they always got to convince the media that this is really true love. Look at Nick Cannon, and I know you saw my sports, but it was so unbelievable when Mariah Carey got with Nick Cannon. Come on now, he got boy face, you know, and look who she is. You know, is that really love?
Well, why is that unbelievable? Why is that unbelievable?
Well, because, I mean, I grew up looking at Nick Cannon as this young guy, and look who Mariah Carey is, that, you know, developed into this womanly image, you know what I mean? The sex goddess the most, you know what I mean? And it's like, come on now. It just, to me, he's a good-looking guy. She's a beautiful woman. Just to me, it doesn't match. But
right,
after a while, you get used
match.
To it.
Yeah, but
okay.
you said the key word, you said it was image.
Image
is nothing.
Hold that thought, Rachel.
Yes, can you all hear me?
Yes,
now
hear you loud and clear.
Welcome.
Thank you.
What's your feedback on
thank
this?
Thank you. My feedback, I'm learning, I'm getting there. I'm not a big sports fan. I don't know a lot,
that's
but I'm
right.
doing, I'm learning from you all, and a little bit of research. Jackie Robinson might be a good candidate for reality TV. I know he's not here anymore, but Jackie Robinson maybe, right?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I would say definitely yes, because if we all know who Jackie Robinson was, correct me, but wasn't he the first black baseball player?
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes. So therefore, he would be able to elaborate on that experience of being the first. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I would definitely say yes to that.
Good one.
Thank you. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
Go ahead. I want to shout out to her mouse and her monitor. Shout out to your mouse and your monitor. Working hard tonight for us, no doubt.
Hey, whatever it takes.
That's right.
You know?
I know that's right.
Look, whatever it is, keep everybody
tuned
in. That's
I'm just
about.
Glad
you're that's a very good one, Jackie Robinson. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead, Divas.
Yeah.
And Picasso, what is your feedback?
First off, hi, Rachel.
I'm doing good.
Hi.
Yes, yeah, she came back. Okay, like I said, Dow Strawberry, believe it or not, I'm not even going to lie to you. The 96 Mets. I mean, the 86 Mets. I'm sorry. The 86 Mets. Thank you. The 86 Mets. Our whole team will be a good reality show. Reason being, because if you look at their lifestyles at that point in time.
Yeah, they was wilding. Yeah.
Yeah. They were at the height of their careers. They got, they were the top, one of the top, if not the top team, to get the most money in the majors at the time. And then not to mention, come on, whatever they did and how much trouble they got into, you never heard about it, unless it was really, really, really reckless. And even that, they try to keep it out the media because they were the 86 Mets.
I agree with you on that note. And, but a lot of their exploits were, in the
newspaper. But that would also teach you how the fame and fortune would be, too, mind you. That'll teach you, what not to do when you get this money or when you become into that lifestyle, because, believe it or not, you have people who are rich, who are famous, and because they're on a certain, status quo or plateau, they get away with a lot of things. And, when you get that money, you want to go into other money, which means if I'm grossing in, let's say, $8.9 million a year, I'm going to either want somebody. And I mean, this is just talking financially and status quo speaking. I'm going to want somebody on my same level, but not even that, bigger than me, because then they could bring my status quo, my fame, my money, my opportunities more open and more broad. Whereas, why wouldn't I mess with you if that's what I'm looking for? And in fame and fortune, you got a lot of these superstars. Think about it. They don't care where they came from. They're trying to get that money because they know where that's going to take them.
And that's exactly what I was trying to say. That probably wasn't making sense, but that's exactly what I was trying to say.
They want that fame and fortune. And believe it or not, yeah, listen, even after y'all asked that question, how deep the question took you as far as, like, going into money and everything else like that, let's be real, the signs is in front of your face.
Yeah.
We all see this. Come on. I mean, no one's a fool. No one's a fool, but especially in sports, entertainment, music, things like that, oh, yeah, you see a lot of that to where money rules the industry, what we see. No matter how broke you are, you won't pay your bill to get you a pair of them brand new Nikes. Come
and
on,
that's
you serious?
True. That's true. That's true.
Oh, because
yeah.
They're the new Ken Griffey's? Are you serious? So if
right.
Ken Griffey's cost $400 and you got to pay $800 to your landlord, you are willing to give your landlord $400, if that, just to get the new Ken Griffey's.
Right.
So you won't even pay your bill. Why? Because it's the sports is what the media portrays.
Right. Yeah, you know, I definitely agree with you on that, Picasso. And like I say, I want to, you know, we've run out of time. And I definitely want to thank all the callers, listeners, you know, for the input and everything like that.
Thank you for having
me. And remember tomorrow, Wednesday, from 8 to 9, you got Picasso, Love Fantasy. Make sure that you tune in to that. And I just want to again thank everyone, the man up above mainly, for allowing us to have this show tonight. And thank the callers, listeners. Check back in with us next week. We'll be doing bigger and better things. And on that note, have a good night, everyone.
Go big.